It's the Local Beat with Dave O'Brien, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And as we do each and every Wednesday morning here on The Morning Show, we welcome in Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle-Telegram. Dave, I'm assuming you're rather cold these days. We're going to be rather snowy here shortly as well. But aside from that, how you doing?
Oh, we're doing all right. Just sort of the calm before the storm.
Yeah, I think that's appropriate phrasing for what is getting set to blast northeast and northern Ohio here. But I digress. We are here on The Local Beat, again, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria. Well, Dave, I wanted to start this morning with a story that you had earlier this week in the Chronicle-Telegram. And, man, just unfortunately, another fatal shooting here in Lorain County. This one rather tragic. And, again, you had the latest in Tuesday's Chronicle-Telegram. What all happened here?
Yeah, so sadly, this is the fourth fatal shooting in the month of January, 2022. The victim, the dead person in this case, is Christopher C.J. Sayers. He's an Elyria man, father to a little girl. By all accounts, from family members, saying that he was a doting father, loved his daughter, who she turned his life around. He worked as a laborer. And he was resident of Lorain County. And basically it appears that, at some point on Sunday, he went to do a little, custody swap and, exchange with the mother of his child. Something happened out on Whitehead Road in LaGrange Township, and he was, unfortunately shot and killed. Suspected shooter, the alleged shooter, not currently in custody, or had not been taken into custody except for a warrant that he had out from another agency for his arrest. No charges, and the investigation is still continuing from the Lorain County Sheriff's Office. And that's as best as we know at this point. But a vigil in Grafton on Tuesday night, and that was looking to be pretty well attended. But yeah, a lot of folks out there mourning C.J. Sayers this week.
Yeah, and it was certainly an emotional read in the Chronicle on Tuesday, Dave. And the picture on the front in the paper, it just really touched the heart, seeing him smiling there with his daughter and reading through some of the quotes from the family members. He's certainly an individual that will be missed, and just a tragic story. You had the latest in Tuesday's Chronicle, if anyone wants to go back and take a look at what happened there. Dave, the other story I wanted to talk about here with you this morning regarding former 911 director Harry Williamson. And just when you think we're kind of, maybe putting some sort of county government drama in the past, well, here it comes rearing its head again, as again, former 911 director Harry Williamson is filing a lawsuit. What's the latest here?
So this is a suit that was filed in Lorain County Common Pleas Court. And it's wide ranging. I think that's fair to say, wide ranging accusations of public corruption. Some salaciousness with Mr. Williamson confirming that he had a sexual affair with sitting Lorain County Commissioner Michelle Hung, a Republican who was elected back in 2020. He confirms that affair that has long been rumored. Previously, it was just referred to, and we'd referred to it as an inappropriate relationship. Mm-hmm. There was video and of the two of them exchanging a kiss inside a county government building. Pretty much few people in county government willing to react, though Commissioner David Moore, Commissioner Hung's fellow Republican, as he often does, had his response called the lawsuit, quote, "a hilarious joke if it weren't such a waste of taxpayer resources and money," unquote, as he told me the other night. Williamson basically says that he was retaliated against because he had dug up some dirt. He said that there was inappropriate spending going on at Lorain County 911 out there on Burns Road. He had brought that to the attention of a fellow county director, to Tim Carrion, who was at the time running Job and Family Services in the county. And he and Carrion determined that, and stopped these improper payments that were going on, and in retaliation, they were both fired. And that's what Mr. Williamson says. Now, county officials have either not said or denied that was indeed the case. With the relationship, whatever it was between Mr. Williamson and Commissioner Hung, Commissioners Moore and Lundy had voted to fire Mr. Williamson last year. Commissioner Hung abstained from that vote. Whether or not you believe that, as she told us, that she didn't want to have her hands, quote, in a bloodbath. She also declined to speak about what she called her personal life and what she does in her personal life. And there are some folks who have said that, well, ethically, it's not appropriate for someone who has power or who is the boss of another person to be involved in a romantic relationship with that person. So there are ethical questions. There are questions about whether or not there were crimes being committed and money misspent. We're trying to unravel all of that. This lawsuit just gives a little bit more insight from Mr. Williamson, who had previously declined to comment about any of these matters.
Well, and there's been quite a bit of unraveling, I would say. I mean, Dave, you've been one of the more integral parts of covering this over there at the Chronicle. And again, this just seems like not a never-ending situation. But again, this dates back, starting months ago. And it looks like, again, just continuing into this new year again.
Certainly does. And I think it will, if you'll pardon me using the phrase, it will continue to continue. Down the line, as more facts and allegations and news comes out, and I'm keeping my ear to the walls and looking around and asking people if they know something, hey, please reach out. I'm very easy to get hold of. If you go to chronicletea.com, you can find all my contact information, and we'll keep reporting on this as much as there are things to report on. And, if you hear something, please feel free, let me know, and we'll look into it.
There you go. Find Dave O'Brien. Contact information available on the Chronicle website. And, again, if I can pull up the Twitter handle here, I'll throw that out there as well, at Dave O'Brien CT. You can find adorable pictures of Dave's cat on his social media as well. So I recommend giving him a follow. Again, Dave O'Brien is our guest here on The Local Beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Speaking of the CT, Dave, what are you and your colleagues over there working on this week as far as upcoming stories go?
Well, if you check out the print edition or go to chronicletea.com, you can get some information on the coming storm. Also on the filing deadlines for the primary election in May, we'll have a story on that. And that deadline, the deadline to get your petitions in, if you're planning to run for office, or if you have an issue that you're trying to get on the ballot, especially if you're a school district or a city or a village or a township, those deadlines are all 4 o'clock, 4 o'clock Wednesday, 4 o'clock today. So get those in, make sure you get those to the Board of Elections before the blizzard hits. That's all stuff that we're gonna have in the paper.
Very curious to see what all this blizzard does to the area. I know looking at the Chronicle late Tuesday, you guys had already noted some parking bans in a couple of cities and some closures of county offices and buildings and stuff. So, again, make sure you stay locked into the Chronicle Telegram or ChronicleT.com for that digital e-edition. All right, Dave, to put a bow on this thing, it is my favorite segment of the week. Give me your scanner story.
All right, well, we're gonna go with one. That again comes from our pals over at Northeast Ohio Scanner on Twitter at @NEO_scan. Dateline Parma,
ooh.
Five males ran through the caller's yard and, quote, killed his snowman, unquote, and then continued through other yards. The caller was advised by dispatchers that this was not an appropriate use of 911. He became very agitated. He is now going to get a visit from officers.
Oh, no. Oh, we've got Frosty the Snowman murderers out here running around. That's an appropriate call, if you ask me. No, that's like the commercial that was just viral. Maybe it's still viral. I don't know. The girl keeps the snowman in her, like, freezer for the whole year, and then she puts it out, and the kid just, like, runs it over with his bike. Maybe he was in that group running through the yard. Goodness gracious. Oh, boy. Well, Dave, a treat as always to get to talk with you here this week. Thank you for joining us. Again, it's been The Local Beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. We'll look forward to your work later this week in the CT. Dave, have a great rest of your week, and we'll chat some more next week.
Sounds good, Rocco. We'll talk to you later.